Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Thursday, the 3rd of July, and here are the cues to watch out for today. The Indian market ended lower on Wednesday, with the Nifty slipping below the 25,500 mark and the Sensex falling 288 points to close at 83,410. Financials remained a major drag on the index, with the Nifty Bank index losing 460 points to end just below the 57,000 mark. The Nifty PSU Bank index snapped its 6-day winning streak, while the mid-cap index also broke an 8-day rally. On the upside, metal stocks shone on the back of China demand-supply cues, with Tata Steel emerging as the top Nifty gainer. On the flip side, names like Shriram Finance, HDFC Life, IndusInd Bank and Bajaj Finserv were among the top laggards. In terms of fund flows, FIIs were net sellers to the tune of 1,500 crore rupees in the cash market, while DIIs stepped in with net buying worth 3,037 crore rupees. With the Nifty consolidating after touching 25,600, experts now see support at 25,317 and 25,222, while resistance remains firm around the 25,640 to 25,740 zone. The GIF Nifty is hinting at a flat start this morning. Mixed global cues, particularly ahead of the impending tariff deadline, are driving investor caution. Market attention is also gradually shifting to first quarter earnings, with companies reporting quarterly updates. Let's now turn our attention to the global cues this morning. US President Donald Trump has announced a trade deal with Vietnam, under which Vietnam will pay a 20% tariff on goods exported to the US and a 40% tariff on any transshipped goods. In return, the US will gain full access to the Vietnamese markets with zero tariffs on American goods sold in Vietnam. In a separate move, the US has lifted chip design export curbs to China as part of a new deal. Asian markets are trading mixed as investors assess the latest on global tariff developments. Japan's Nikkei extended losses after Trump cast doubts on a potential trade deal with the nation. US futures are marginally higher after a mixed session on Wall Street. The S&P 500 hit a fresh all-time intraday high and closed at another record, while the Nasdaq composite jumped 0.94%, also posting a record close. The Dow Jones, however, ended slightly lower. In Europe, markets ended higher despite volatility in UK equities. UK bond prices saw their worst sell-off since October 2022, after Prime Minister Keir Starmer failed to fully back Finance Minister Rachel Reeves amid a government U-turn on welfare reforms. The 10-year US Treasury yield edged higher as investors digested weak jobs data and evaluated the impact of Trump's tax and spending package, which narrowly passed the Senate on Tuesday. The ADP private payrolls report showed a decline of 33,000 jobs in June against expectations of an addition of 100,000 jobs, fueling hopes of a Fed rate cut as early as September. Meanwhile, the dollar index climbed back above the 97 handle as markets await the non-farm payrolls report for further monetary policy cues. In the commodity space, gold prices firmed up on Fed rate cut hopes following soft jobs data, while crude prices rose after Iran suspended cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog. However, gains were capped by a surprise build in US crude inventories. Let's turn our focus to the stocks that are likely to grab the spotlight in trade today. Sources indicate that Harinderpal Singh Banga and Indra Banga are set to offload a 2.1% stake in Nykaa via block deals, with the transaction size pegged at 1,200 crore rupees and a floor price of 200 rupees per share. In earnings updates, Avenue Supermarts or DMart reported a rise in standalone revenue to 15,932 crore rupees, up from 13,712 crore rupees on a year-on-year basis. The retailer now operates 424 stores as of June end. M&M Financial released its first quarter update, reporting a 1% year-on-year rise in overall disbursements to 12,800 crore rupees and a 15% increase in business assets to 1.2 lakh crore rupees. Among banks, Punjab National Bank posted a 1.4% quarter-on-quarter and 11.6% year-on-year rise in gross business, while Indian Bank reported a 10.2% year-on-year jump in total business. CSB Bank also reported robust growth in the first quarter, with total deposits rising 20% and gross advances rising 32% year-on-year. In other corporate updates, Aurobindo Pharma's arm has received marketing authorization from the European Commission for its breast cancer drug. Meanwhile, Voltas will be in focus after receiving a show cause notice and demand order of 265 crore rupees for alleged short payment of GST between FY19 and FY21. In fundraising news, PNB Housing Finance plans to raise up to 10,000 crore rupees by a private placement of non-convertible debentures, while Indian Overseas Bank has secured shareholder approval to raise 4,000 crore rupees through equity options. Shakti Pumps will also be in the spotlight as its board has approved a fundraise via a QIP with a floor price set at 965 rupees per share. It's time now for a Voice of the Day segment. Vineet Bulinjkar, Head of Research at Ventura Securities, shares his outlook on the auto sector post the June auto sales data. Take a listen.
Till now, the autos were saddled by soft demand, persistently high inventory levels and low EV penetrations. However, the recent income tax relief, cut in interest rates, flush liquidity, the good monsoon trends and renewed vigor in government infrastructure spends are expected to bolster demand in the coming quarters. The silver lining to this is the implementation of the strict ban on diesel vehicle sales older than 10 years and petrol vehicles older than 15 years in India's largest micro auto market of Delhi. Expect all segments of the market to do well as a result of this. Most auto majors have launched CNG variants of all their models to cater to increased shift towards green fuels. Maruti with its BS6 compliant and upcoming hybrid models is expected to be the biggest beneficiary. Recently listed Hyundai Motors with a strong drive towards premiumization trends and good market share gains in its recent launches is expected to be the dark horse. Tata Motors is suffering from recent declines in PV sales, erosion in EV market share and overseas demand softness to its JLR portfolio. However, the headwinds to its CV volumes may decline due to the lower interest rates. Ashok Leyland and M&M are expected to be outliers and will continue to gain market share. Two-wheelers with the exception of Ola are expected to do well. Ather and Hero Honda are particularly to watch out for as dark horses, while TVS and Bajaj remain our top picks.
Before we wrap up, a quick look at some key international developments. Foxconn Technology Group has reportedly asked hundreds of Chinese engineers and technicians to return home from its iPhone manufacturing facilities in India in what could be a setback to Apple's production ambitions in the region. Sources indicate that over 300 Chinese workers have exited, leaving mostly Taiwanese support staff in place. Meanwhile, Microsoft is laying off around 9,000 employees, or about 4% of its global workforce across teams and regions. The company said the move is a part of the ongoing organizational changes to stay competitive in a dynamic market. This follows a smaller round of layoffs in January. On the diplomatic front, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address the Parliament of Ghana today, followed by an interaction with the Indian community. From Ghana, he will be travelling to Trinidad and Tobago for a two-day official visit from 3rd to 4th July. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Thanks for listening.